feed your gifts. In order for us to really celebrate life and the life that we've been given, we must acknowledge the gifts that we have. That means they were literally given to us. We were born with this ability, this skill set, this talent, and it comes natural to us. But it is our duty to feed our gifts. If we do not feed the very things that we are natural in, we are not serving enough of our purpose. We have natural abilities that are meant to be used. Those gifts are meant to be used, not hoarded or kept to ourselves. So it is our duty to elevate, to improve, to maximize the gift that we've been given. Because that gift, that talent, that skill set, it must constantly be sharpened, because it may be used to help somebody else. It may be used to be of service to this world. It may be used to uplift the kingdom of the Most High. It may be used to shift the perspective of the people that are around. Let's not use any excuses of why we don't excel in our gift. But let's find ways to constantly use these things, sharpen these things, improve these things, so we can then influence positively the people that's within our communities, within our environment, and within our world. Stop downplaying your talent and your skill set. Stop downplaying what comes natural to you. Stop thinking that you got to watch the next person and become what they are because you see their influence as they operate in their gift, or you see the material gain that they have from operating within their gift. It is not meant for us to watch others and then to feel some type of way because we want to do this whole compare and contrast thing. No, it's meant for us to be observing and acknowledge, hey, they're operating in their gift and they're operating in their skill set. They're sharpening their abilities and they're maximizing the service or the impact that they can make on others. So now we then look at them and say, what is the strategies they've used to maximize their skill set and their gift? What is the strategies they've used to put their gift in a place to make an impact on the world around them? You are meant to make an impact. It doesn't matter how many people it is. It could be one, it could be 10, it could be 250,000, it could be 1 million. Either way, you are meant to make an impact on this world with the lifespan that you've been given. And with that being said, it's your gift, your skill set that's going to make that impact. Now, you might be hearing me and thinking that your gift is literally something that is out of this world, something that people have never seen before. If you're in sports, you might think of somebody like LeBron James, 6'9", 260 pounds, runs fast, and you think like, oh, that's really a gift. You might consider somebody like Usain Bolt, and you're like, he's super fast, this and that, that's his gift. But it's not just about physical attributes, and it's not about if you're just like this master cook or this spectacular thing, like you know how to do magic and it just was natural to you. No, your gift can be something as simple as being able to organize properly. Being able to give order to a group of individuals so they can be on the same page. Your gift might be that you have a very sharp eye for details. Your gift may be your ability to communicate. Your ability to communicate with the youth, your ability to communicate with adults, your ability to tell stories. Now you just got to find the vehicle that you can use your gift within. It's not simply that your gift is going to be, for instance, in a profession, in a sport, but your gift is already yours. It's within you, and then you find the vehicle to use it. We can look at LeBron and say he has these physical attributes that make him gifted in that. And he also has a mind that remembers and that can recall information quickly. And so now he used basketball as the vehicle to operate within his gift. Please stop downplaying your skill set and your natural abilities and find ways to really see it, acknowledge it, and then put that gift and that talent inside a vehicle and drive that vehicle until the wheels fall off or until it's time for you to shift into another vehicle. Because some of us have more than one gift. So let's find ways to maximize those and see ourselves and show up for ourselves as the way others that really know us see us. Some of us struggle to see how much of an impact we can make on this world because we belittle who we are. No more of that. Don't bury your gifts and don't bury your head in the sand or the dirt and hope that everything just work out well. Don't pray for something to just work without you working. See yourself for what you are and maximize it by going out and doing the work, practicing getting your reps, and showing up. For everybody else that loves you, sees how great you are. Now it's time for you to see yourself. Peace and love.